Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Devin Klein Podcast. Today, you're going to dive into the Master Your Mindset series, where Morgan and I go deep into physical, mental, and emotional principles that we have used and that we've helped our clients use to take their lives to whole new levels.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Today, we are talking about principles of physical mastery. Moving is more than exercise. So when most of us think of the word fitness, we think of physical fitness, weightlifting, cardio, you know, whatever that means to you. However, progression of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual fitness is the recipe for happiness. We cannot put emphasis on only one area. In my experience, many people will simply look to physical fitness to transform their bodies. And although fitness is important, your overall health is a byproduct of your mental, spiritual, and emotional makeup. The goal of this chapter is to teach you the physical principles of my philosophy. So moving your body is, you know, one of the most effective ways to feel better about yourself. Exercise explodes your physiological response and releases the dopamine, the endorphins, and the whole chemical concoction of those feel-good chemicals. But the way that you move your body largely determines on how you feel. And before we dive into the obvious physical principles like fitness, nutrition, recovery, I want to address something that can instantly change the way you feel. So I recommend that you exercise 30 to 60 minutes per day, 3 to 6 times per week. But what should you do when you aren't exercising? How you use your body during the time that you aren't exercising has a large impact on the quality of your life. When a person walks into the room with their shoulders slumped over, you know, a frown on their face, eyes on the floor, what's your immediate thought about their state of being? You'd think that they were unhappy, depressed, sad, maybe in a bad mood, right? However, when a person walks into the room with their head held high, the smile on their face, shoulders back, with lots of confidence, what's your immediate thought about this person's state of being? You think that they're excited, happy, they're feeling good, they kind of bring energy to your world. So physical fitness starts with the way you carry yourself. Motion creates emotion. And the most underutilized muscles are the 80 muscles in our faces. Most of us go throughout life without realizing the impact of a smile. And I can't say smile without actually smiling, right? Those positive expressions have an effect on our mood. And, you know, it's going to determine how you feel. So have you ever tried laughing hysterically and also pouting at the same time? It doesn't work very well. So I wanted to kick off the physical principles of fitness with this topic because it's widely overlooked. Make a commitment to yourself to take inventory of your facial expressions on a daily basis and find things that, you know, do make you laugh. And that starts with surrounding yourself with the right people, the people that make you smile and make you feel good. Do things that create happiness intentionally. And the majority of your time, it will not be spent at the gym, okay? So always remember to use your physical body to create those good vibes 24/7, not just that 30 to 45 minutes. So repetition is the creator of all skills. And the more you smile, the more you'll become addicted to the feeling it gives you. So I challenge you today, where can you go with a big smile on your face, with your head held high, shoulders back, lots of confidence, and I guarantee you're gonna have a better experience and you're gonna help other people around you be lifted up. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned. We got a lot more great content coming your way. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. Come follow me on Instagram, morgan.a.klein, and I love connecting with you guys. So see you later.
Thank you so much for listening to Master Your Mindset today. If this helped you at all, right now, go to iTunes and rate, subscribe, and review the podcast. And until next time, keep moving.